This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. If you have a comment or a success story you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and ask about joining The Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can have a home-based business. You can be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. 866-735-2470 is the phone number. Or you can head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link right off the websites. Also want to remind you to check out our Truth Nutritional Supplements at truthnourishment.com. Truthnourishment.com. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that one up, that website up. And then also all our Truth Skin Health products are available at truthtreatments.com. All formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing is beauty. Healing the skin is beauty, and healthy skin is beautiful skin. TruthTreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products, or you can go to TruthReviewed.com if you want to check out our 600-plus five-star reviews. TruthReviewed.com or TruthTreatments.com. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Helio Fred Garcia is the founder and president of the crisis management firm Logos Consulting Group. He teaches leadership ethics and crisis management and communication at NYU, New York University, and Columbia University. And his latest book, is called Words on Fire, The Power of Incendiary Language and How to Confront It. I've been a writer most of my adult life, and I'm a wordsmith. I love the power of words. And words can do great things. They can inspire us, and they can destroy us. And we're going to talk to Helio Fred Garcia about incendiary language, specifically, especially in the political landscape. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So we have been talking about fats and fatty vitamins and the importance of fats and fatty vitamins, the relevance of fats and fatty vitamins, and most importantly, at least to start, the distinction the primary distinction of fats. Fats versus versus water. Water versus fats. Hydrophilic, we say in the world of chemistry, versus lipophilic in the world of chemistry. Hydrophilic substances like the B vitamins and vitamin C, primarily also your electrolytes like potassium and calcium and magnesium and sodium. These are substances that carry electrical charges, that shuttle electrical charges. Fats, on the other hand, hold on to electrical charges, especially essential fatty acids. Fatty vitamins also have an ability to work with electrical charges in a holding on sense, not in a transport sense, but in a holding on sense. And that's how a lot of the fatty vitamins work, particularly the fatty vitamins that are hormones. They hold on to electrical charges, and these electrical charges turn on switches on the cell membrane, and ultimately these electrical charges can turn on switches inside genetics. This is how vitamin D and vitamin A exert their powerful benefits on a cell. They work on the genetics. They're epigenetic factors. And this is why vitamin D and vitamin A are so darn important. The other two fatty vitamins are important too, vitamin E and vitamin K, but D and A stand out. They stand out in importance because of their ability to manipulate genetics. And that's why we say vitamin D and vitamin A are hormones. They're not vitamins. They actually work at the activation level. Ordinarily, vitamins have an ability to facilitate chemical reactions. Chemical reactions will not occur with the same kind of facility or ease that they would if the B vitamins are present, and the B vitamins are involved in energy chemical reactions. Vitamin C is involved in all kinds of chemical reactions for helping build collagen, chemical reactions that help activate the immune system. Vitamin K is involved in chemical reactions that are involved in blood clotting. And vitamin E is involved in chemical reactions that protect cell membranes. But vitamin D and vitamin A stand out in importance because they're not only facilitating chemical reactions, they're actually turning things on. They're actually making things happen. And that means vitamin A and vitamin D deficiencies, which are not uncommon, can have some significant health ramifications. The problem with vitamin D, and not so much with vitamin A, but the problem with vitamin D is there are different forms of vitamin D. And a lot of us who understand the value and the relevance and the importance of supplementation think that we can just supplement our deficiencies away. And the problem with vitamin D is supplementation is tricky. That's why the sun is the best way to get your vitamin D. And this is kind of ironic in a sense, because we're told that we got to stay out of the sun. Not present company excluded, of course, but in the mainstream, especially in dermatology, patients are told to avoid the sun and to wear sunscreens and to wear sunblocks and to get their vitamin D from pills and to get their vitamin D from supplements. It doesn't work that way because of the complex interactions between the kidney and the liver and the parathyroid gland and the intestine. Taking vitamin D supplementally is not the best way to get your vitamin D. Getting vitamin D naturally via the sun allows all the complicated feedback mechanisms, the web-like nature, the interconnected web-like nature of all of these different parts of the body to adjust accordingly. If you get your vitamin D from the sun, it's a much easier way. The body has a much easier time coordinating all the various parts of the body that are involved in vitamin D activity. The parathyroid gland, which is your calcium monitoring gland, when calcium levels drop, the parathyroid hormone kicks in. That in turn communicates to the kidney. The kidney then communicates to the intestine. Net effect is we get more calcium out of our foods. It's a whole bunch of it's a big complicated mess is what I'm saying. And when you supplement, you throw everything off. So if you have an emergency, you can't get in the sun, there's no sun where you live, you don't have a sun lamp, and you absolutely need to have vitamin D, then yes, supplementation can help. But the absolute best way to get your vitamin D is from the sun, period. And any medical professional who tells you not to go out in the sun doesn't understand how this whole system works. You don't need a lot. You need about 15 minutes a day. And you need the sun that's shining between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. That's where you get your most vitamin D. And you get your most vitamin D, by the way, from summertime sun. The angle of the sun is just right in the summertime for us to be able to get to maximize the interaction between a version of cholesterol, which sits in the skin, and then gets turned into vitamin D. And by the way, if you look at the chemical structure of vitamin D, it's very similar to the chemical structure of cholesterol, as all the steroid hormones are. Vitamin D is more akin to a steroid hormone than it is to an ordinary vitamin, and that makes it incredibly, incredibly valuable and important. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010, Helio Fred Garcia, Professor Helio Fred Garcia, coming up at the bottom of the hour, his book Words on Fire. We will get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. I am Pharmacist Ben, you're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the break. Bright Side. Lines open 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. If you have comments or success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, questions about the longevity products. Did you hear Dr. Wallach on George Norrie? We've got a whole bunch of questions. In fact, I want to get to a couple of these. If we don't have any calls, I'll get to a couple of these questions that I've got via email from last night from Doc's appearance on Coast to Coast. Words of Fire, the Power of Incendiary Language and How to Confront It by Helio Fred Garcia. We'll have Professor Garcia coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. We're talking about vitamin D and essential fatty acids and vitamin A primarily before we went to break. Vitamin D from the sun. The sun, by the way, is not just important for vitamin D. The sun is important on its own as an immune system booster. It activates immune chemistry on its own. It actually has a double effect. If you get too much sun, you can actually suppress the immune system. But just the right amount of sun has an activating effect on immunity. You don't want to get out in the sun too much. You don't want to burn. Absolutely do not want to burn. Sun's powerful, powerful energy, and you don't want to get too much of it. But you do want to get it on a regular basis, 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day. That's a powerful way to boost your immune system. And we've got all these strategies for protecting ourselves from the current health crisis, but most of these strategies don't involve using our own bodies. Most of these strategies involve using drugs or masks or other elements of the medical model. Why would anybody listen to the medical model, by the way, when it comes to protecting ourselves from infection? What is the track record of the medical model? It isn't very good. And I'm not ripping on doctors here. I'm just ripping on the model. One of the biggest problems we have with how we deal with these things is that we think that we can be protected from the outside in. Protection comes from the inside out, not the outside in. Protection, well, I should say, largely comes from the inside out. There's things you could do from the outside in, but the invisible world comes first. That's one of the main themes of the Bright Side, is that the invisible world precedes the visible world. We live consciously in a 3D world, maybe a 4D world if you include time. But underneath what we see in the three dimensions is the quantum level, the consciousness level, the spiritual level. This is where true power resides. Once we see something consciously, that ship has sailed. The cow has left the barn. I like working with the psychological level, the psychology. I like working at psychology at the psychological level because that's the seed of most of our problems. In fact, most of our problems are not physical. Most of our problems are psychological. Most of our problems, even when it comes to a virus, even when it comes to infections, when you are anxious, your immune system is suppressed. When your psychology is not firing on all cylinders, or your psychology is not operating in a way that facilitates having a good life, your immune system becomes suppressed. You're more prone to getting cancer. Read Dr. John Sarno, by the way, who's written a lot about the relationship between pain and consciousness. And I know I'm playing with fire when I talk about this kind of stuff, because people who are in pain say, oh, don't tell me it's my psychology. Don't tell me it's my mind. It really does hurt. And I'm not saying it doesn't hurt. I'm just saying that there is a major element of psychology that's related to physiology. I personally discovered self-help when I was in my 20s. I was depressed. I was hating my job. I was a pharmacist, and I hated my job. Hated being a pharmacist. I was making money, but I was still unhappy. Can you relate to this? You're making money. You have all the trappings of success, but you're still unhappy. I was listening to a friend of mine today on Facebook. And this guy's making a lot of money, and he's got a dream house. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got everything, all the trappings of success, and he's still unhappy. Because happiness doesn't come from the outside. Just like health doesn't come from the outside. It's an inside job. Happiness is an inside job. Health is an inside job. We start off inside our bodies. We build our immune system, our psychological immune systems and our physiological immune systems. Anyway, so I was really depressed when I was in my 20s. And one day I was working in the pharmacy, and I used to listen to the radio when I was working in the pharmacy. And some guy comes on the radio, and he is talking a mile a minute, and he's talking about a workshop he's going to be doing. This is 1987. He was talking about a workshop he was going to be doing. And I got so pumped up listening to this guy talk. His name was Tony Robbins. And nobody heard of Tony Robbins in 1987. He was doing a little workshop in Denver, and he had a book that just came out. It was called Unlimited Power. And I got so pumped up listening to this guy talk. I went out and bought his book, and I bought tickets for his conference. That book changed my life. The book is called Unlimited Power, and it's about what something that Tony calls, or he called, state management. State management is this idea that you can control your state. I didn't even know what a state was. The state, what he meant was our state of being, our state of mind. And he came up with this idea called state management. You can manage your state. This is what I mean when I say the inside, our power comes from the inside. We can manage how we see the world. We can manage our state of being. We don't have to be anxious just because things happen. We don't have to be depressed just because things are happening. We don't have to be unhappy because things are happening. We can control all that. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying we have an ability to control things. And in the case of our current health crisis, we have a way to control things from the inside. We have a way to control our biochemistry. The way you can tell this is a big scam is because nobody's telling you to control your biochemistry. The way you can tell, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist or not, I'm saying the whole hype is a big scam. Whether or not there's a virus, or that's not the point. The hype is a way to freak people out. Because if it wasn't, they would be teaching us how to handle our biochemistry. Almost exclusively, the current memes for protecting ourselves involve something outside of us. Involve masks and drugs and doctors and hospitals. And this is the clue to the deceit and the mendacity of the mass media and the promotion of this so-called pandemic. It's in the focus. The focus of the authorities and the media and those who are supposed to protect us is on laws and mandates and regulations and lockdowns. If the powers that be were serious and honest and not self-serving and really cared about humanity, the focus would be on our immune systems. And what we're doing is suppress them. Almost every single thing that we're encouraged to do as part of our lifestyle, from eating fast food and going to doctors, it involves suppressing our immune system and to be scared. And fear suppresses the immune system. Fear, fear, fear. And by the way, hydroxychloroquine is a big old red herring. And it's a toxic drug too. And the idea of using it as an antiviral is more diversionary silliness. We don't need drugs to protect ourselves. There's no such thing as a good drug, but there is good biochemistry, and there are strategies that we can use, biochemical strategies that we can use to protect ourselves. Just eating broccoli, people. I did my moment of truth, by the way, today on the sun and its immune boosting power. Cruciferous vegetables are antiviral. Did you see that on MSNBC or on Fox News or on ABC or NBC? Cruciferous vegetables act as natural antivirals and natural antibacterials. You know, there's a substance called DIM that a lot of people are taking, diindolylmethane, for balancing out estrogen. DIM, which is found in broccoli and cruciferous vegetables, is a powerful antiviral. You could take DIM supplementally, or you could eat your cruciferous veggies, which I highly recommend. All right, I'm going to get to my friend Lydia here real quick, if we can. Lydia, got about a minute here. What's going on, Lydia?
I have a quick question, Ben. I'll get to
yes.
it.
Yes.
It's about calcium. You know, somewhere down the line, someone said, I don't need to take calcium. It's your Me. Body makes it.
Your body doesn't make it. Your body is 5% calcium. It is calcium.
So we don't need to take it as a supplement then?
That's a little tricky. I don't think so, because your bones are made of calcium, and when you're sick, when you're calcium deficient, you just release it from your bones. But all the hormones have to be operating correctly for that to happen, so it's a little tricky. Lydia, call back tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Helio Fred is Fred Garcia coming
Silver
up.
Silver has segment. Always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presumptive Democratic nominee for the White House, Joe Biden, selects California Senator Kamala Harris yesterday to be his running mate. And today, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, who is also on his list, weighs in on his choice.
I'm very confident that the Biden-Harris ticket will be a winning one, which is what our country so needs right now. We have so much work to do to put our country back on track to recover from this pandemic.
Rice spoke on NBC's Today Show this morning. Police are searching for a suspect in a shooting at a hospital in Louisiana. Reports are the shooter, identified as 41-year-old Taniel Cole, is still inside St. Mary's Medical Center in Shreveport. Police say at least one person is hurt, but they have non-life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Authorities now identifying the suspect believed to have been involved with an incident that interrupted President Trump's briefing on Monday afternoon. 51-year-old Myron Berryman was shot in the chest by a Secret Service officer near the White House. He had told the agent, according to the Secret Service, that he had a weapon and ran towards him like he was going to fire. TikTok may have been tracking Android users for over a year. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the app tracked Mac addresses, even if users changed their security settings. The report shows the app logged information for at least 15 months, but it stopped doing so since its most recent update in November. TikTok was apparently able to get around Google's policy by adding extra levels of encryption. Hershey's Halloween candy will not have the festive wrapping on it that it normally does. But Hershey's global chief of sales says they're still going to roll out their candy displays even earlier than normal this year in hopes of increasing Halloween sales. The change in wrapping is because they're not sure how popular trick-or-treating is going to be as the pandemic continues, as many families might have smaller gatherings and may not let their kids go door-to-door. You can find us online anytime. Yes, you don't have to go to a door. Just find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. You can also check out our blog posts and news stories and lots of free health information videos as well, interviews that I've done over the last 10 or 11 years, all up at
criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, and my blog, pharmacistben.com, and you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, and any of our Truth Skin Health products. They're all available at truthtreatments.com, and you can check out our 600-plus five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. All right, I am very excited to have our guest on, author and leadership communication professor Helio Fred Garcia. His book is Words on Fire, The Power of Incendiary Language and How to Confront It. I have been myself a political junkie for pretty much my whole adult life, and I've always had an appreciation for words as a writer and an awareness of their power to motivate and inspire and generally create changes. And while incendiary discourse has always been with us, these days it seems to be with us to a degree heretofore never seen. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Professor Helio Fred Garcia. Hello there.
Hey, Ben. Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Nice to have you on. Can I call you Helio or Fred or Professor Garcia?
You can call me Fred in this country. I'm immigrant from Brazil. Helio Fred is a compound first name like Jean-Claude or Mary Jane, but in this country, Fred works just fine.
But Helio is a big name, Fred. Helio Fred, that's a cool name.
It is a cool name.
I like that.
These days it's not a problem. When I was an immigrant kid, it was a problem.
Okay, I got it. They didn't know what it meant.
Further helps me appreciate language.
I love it. So you got an early taste of the importance of words.
Indeed.
So it seems like, you know, incendiary discourse has been with us probably forever, I would think. But
yes.
But lately, in the last 10 or 20 years, it seems like it's with us at a greater and greater level, and the pace of incendiariness is increasing, especially over the last 3 or 4 years. In fact, it's almost like it's been normalized. I was just reading yesterday how the first thing that Donald Trump said when he found out about Kamala Harris, he called her nasty and disrespectful.
Nasty.
Right?
Exactly.
That's the first thing he said. Nothing about her policies, about what she stood for. She was nasty and disrespectful. Why do you think this kind of angry and hateful discourse has become an accepted part of our culture, and what are its implications?
One of the things I do in my research as a professor and as a leadership coach and as a consultant to organizations, including parts of the U.S. military, is I study patterns of leadership and patterns of language and patterns of audience reaction. And I have, in the book, documented a very troubling pattern, and that is I identified 12 forms of communication, 11 language, one image, that have historically preceded acts of violence, including mass violence up to including genocide. And I document the consequences of that language, and that kind of communication includes dehumanizing a group or demonizing a rival or critic, as you just alluded to. And one of the consequences of that kind of language is it lessens the capacity of empathy among members of society for the target groups. So let's take one tangible example. The first form of language that has historically been seen to lead to acts of violence is dehumanizing a group, referring to them as animals, as vermin, their presence among us as an infestation. And I note that candidate Trump and later President Trump, referring to Latin American migrants seeking legal asylum in the United States, called them animals, said their presence with us is an infestation, and they accelerated that language of their animals at rallies. And people would chant, animals, animals, animals. And then he'd lift his arms and he'd say, hey, Nancy Pelosi tells me, no, they're human beings. Stop calling them animals, but she's wrong. They're animals. Well, what is the consequence of naming that group animals? Here's the frightening new normal, as you call it. Starting in the spring of 2018, as a formal public policy of the United States, announced by the Attorney General, enforced by the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Health and Human Services, we began putting those migrants in cages, as you do with animals. And as you do with animals, we separated their children from the parents without any mechanism for keeping track of which kids came from which parents. And at this point, years later, we have 5,000 of those kids in custody. Many of their parents have been deported back to their home countries, but the kids are still here. And we don't know which kid goes with which parent. That is a frightening consequence of the dehumanization of a group. Mm. And it continues to this very day.
Where do first of all, let me ask a couple things. First of all, do you think Donald Trump does this because he's ignorant, or he's doing this intentionally? He's actually planning it.
In the book, I differentiate between the intention to cause violence and the indifference to the violence that is caused. And I label Donald Trump's motive as indifference. He does it because it works. He does it because it mobilizes his base. He does it because it distracts the news media. So one of the things to look at is when the president uses this kind of really demonizing language, saying that Joe Biden is opposed to God. He said that this week. What is happening in the world on the day that he does that? And he is typically using that as a distraction. And television news goes chasing after the distraction and doesn't cover the underlying thing that he's trying to not get people to focus on. He also does it. Yeah, go ahead.
You go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say now.
He also does it because adaptively it makes him feel better. He does it because he likes the adulation at the rallies. If you look at his face when he's at the rallies and people are chanting, they're animals, they're animals, they're animals, he's got this beatific smile on his face. When he's standing at the podium of the White House briefing room, he has a look of real doom and gloom on his face. That he craves that adulation in public, and the way to do that is to rile up the crowd. And 120 years ago, there was a sociologist published a book called The Power of the Crowd. Uh-huh. And Trump is essentially taking the playbook from The Power of the Crowd.
Do you think is it intentional, or is it just a strategy?
In the sense that he knows that it is happening. The question is, does he have a motive to harm people, or is his motive simply to build himself up? I believe his motive is to build himself up, but that doesn't immunize him from the consequences of his language. Here's another one. He demonizes people who are rivals or critics, and one of the forms of language that I talk about in the book is the conflation of the leader with the state, which the president has done a lot. When his own lawyer was the subject of a subpoena and his records were seized. This is Michael Cohen a couple of years ago. The president said publicly that's an attack on the nation in a very real sense. He refers to the news media first as fake news, then as enemies of the people, and then he says that the New York Times is committing treason when it criticizes him. What is the tangible consequence of that?
Hey, hang on a second. We got to take a break, Fred. There's a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about that you just brought up. But this is very interesting. And I don't imagine that Donald Trump's the only person who's taking advantage of these kinds of strategies either. We'll talk about that when we come back from a break. Helio, Fred Garcia.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the bright side. We're talking to Helio Fred Garcia. His book, Words on Fire, The Power of Incendiary Language and How to Control It. So, Fred, before we went to break, we were talking about Donald Trump. He seems to be an obvious example of somebody who takes advantage of incendiary language. But it seems like throughout history there's always been proponents of incendiary language. I think of Hitler. It's the first thing I think of. Mussolini is another guy that I think of. Who in our on world stage today, or in the United States, in this country, would you categorize as a fan of incendiary language, or somebody who uses it?
Well, Trump is certainly a fan of this kind of language and uses it a lot. We see on the political fringes on both sides that kind of language. In particular, in the case of white supremacy, that language has been prevalent for a very, very long time. We also see it on the extreme left with environmental activism and animal rights activism and things like that. But more difficult than those who are fans of incendiary language is people who are unaware of the consequence of their language. So one of the things I do in the book is I point to examples of leaders who went too far inadvertently or went too far and didn't understand the consequences. So, for example, right after the 9/11 attack, President George W. Bush, talking about the pursuit of the terrorists to attack the United States, referred to that pursuit as a crusade. Now, that sent alarm bells in the world because crusade is understood to be a holy war between Christianity and Islam. The supporters of the president said, oh, but he meant that as metaphor. That's exactly the words that Eisenhower used. But in Eisenhower's case, just before the Normandy invasion, he was talking about nominally Christian nations going to war against other nominally Christian nations. There was no possibility of misunderstanding. In the case of crusade after 9/11, there was that risk, and world leaders began to sound the alarm, including Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And he publicly said about the president's language, hey, that's not the kind of language that helps. That suggests a clash of civilizations. It suggests a religious war. President Bush, to his credit, said, oh, my, you're right. I didn't intend that. I need to fix that. So he did three things. He He went that day to the Washington Islamic Center, and surrounded by Muslim clerics, he held a press conference, and he said, "The people behind me and I are in complete agreement that the attacks on the United States was an act of evil, and the United States will respond. But let's be very clear, it is not an attack against Islam that we are planning. It is an attack against the terrorists. Islam is a religion of peace." The next day, he met with the president of Indonesia, the largest Muslim country, and he repeated to her on national television, "Madam President, I said yesterday and I'll say it to you again today, as the president of the largest Muslim country in the world, Islam is a religion of peace." 2 days later, he went to Congress and in a joint session of Congress said the same thing. What happened is hate crimes against people perceived to be Muslim or Arab plummeted. And that is a good example of how inadvertent use of incendiary language can be called out and responsible leaders scale it back. We have never seen the president scale back his language. We have seen other leaders do that. And what I call for in my book is a vocabulary for civic leaders, people with a megaphone like yourselves, engaged citizens like me, clergy, university presidents, and public officials, to name the pattern, to name the consequence of the pattern, to call on the leader to stop, and to say that we will hold that leader accountable. We saw just that in early July, when the president, or late June, when the president had been talking about mobilizing the active duty military, and Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, on a conference call with the president and mayors in the United States, said, "Mayors, don't worry. We will dominate. The American military will dominate the battle space to protect your cities from violence." That language of dominate the battle space was too much for Secretary of Defense James Mattis, retired Secretary of Defense, Marine Corps four-star general. And General Mattis went to the Atlantic Magazine and broke his silence about the president. And he said, "Secretary Esper, the language of dominating the battle space is dangerous and completely inappropriate. We need to stop." Mm-hmm. "Mr. President, you've been using language that only divides. I've never seen you use language that unites. What you're proposing is unconstitutional and dangerous, and you need to stop." To their credit, Secretary Esper said, "You're right. I'm not going to say that anymore. President Trump was deprived of that military option, and he had to do something else." That's a really good model of public officials and civic leaders naming the pattern, naming the consequence of the pattern, calling on the leader to stop, and telling the leader to be held responsible for those consequences. We need more of that. And what I do in the book is I paint the past, as you point out. We've seen this before. I describe the present, and I point to the future. And here's how we prevent this kind of thing from happening again.
So you've heard, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it still make a sound? So there's like a second half to incendiary language that's important. That the circuit has to be completed by the listener, is the way I see it, correct?
That's right.
Well, I was going to say, is there an element that we can use as listeners to incendiary language to diffuse it or deactivate it or not complete the circuit so it becomes impotent or loses its power? I'm thinking of critical thinking, actually.
And one of the things I document in the book is this vicious cycle where certain kinds of political language diminish critical thinking skills, which make citizens more vulnerable to more incendiary language. But you're absolutely right. The language by itself isn't enough. I document, for example, the work of the Simon Scott Center for the Prevention of Genocide at the Holocaust Museum. They say beyond the language, we need four other things. We need a charismatic leader with a following. We need a form of communication that is likely to reach those followers. We need a social context in which some civic disruption has already taken place. And we need listeners who are easily activated to commit violence. And you need those four things as well. It's not just somebody saying something negative or critical or counterintuitive. It is the combination of the incendiary language, and I document 12 kinds of incendiary language, and these four conditions: a charismatic leader, an audience that is easily triggered, a social context, and a form of communication. Mm. The president's forms of communication are Twitter and his rallies and his press conferences and interviews. In the case of President Bush, when he used the language of crusade, he fit all four of those criteria. There was a social condition after 9/11. He was on the White House lawn in front of the helicopter, so it looked like an official statement. The American public was scared and easily motivated, and the form of communication through live national television reached a lot of people. So we need to be attentive not only to the language, but to the speaker of the language, the audience for that language, and the social conditions that exist. And one of the patterns I document is there is a continuum of violence. It begins with insult and exclusion, and then attacks on property, and then random acts of violence in the form of hate crimes, but ultimately it metastasizes into acts of terrorism. And as the president demonized Mexicans, we saw hate crimes against Mexicans increase. As he demonized immigrants, we saw hate crimes against immigrants increase. As he demonized Muslims, we saw hate crimes against Muslims increase. He's now doing it with Asians, putting Asians and Asian Americans at risk. When he calls COVID-19 the China virus or the Chinese virus or the deeply insulting Kung Flu, or this week he referred to it as the China plague, the FBI has documented that there is a surge of hate crimes against Asians and Asian Americans, including a 9-year-old boy who was stabbed in a Target store in Texas and needed 14 stitches. His father came to his rescue. He was stabbed, needed a dozen stitches. The person who was arrested was asked, "Why did you do that?" And she said, "I was protecting the United States from the China virus." That is the kind of consequence that we need to hold up. The president refuses to scale back his language. He puts people who are perceived to be Asian or Asian American at risk, and the FBI has documented. That is what is unprecedented in American history, is a leader who seems indifferent to the consequence of the language.
Is incendiary language always malevolent, or can you have inspiring incendiary language that is positive?
You can't have inspiring incendiary language. You know, we will fight on the beaches.
Yeah,
we shall fight on the streets. We shall,
King
was deeply nonviolent. But in the case of Winston Churchill, whom I document in chapter one of my book, he used that kind of language to rally a fractured nation to defend itself against the Nazi invasion. That same kind of technique can be used not only to call out the better angels of our nature, but to call out the worst demons within us. You can use any tool for a positive or a negative effect. So what I document in the book is, here's the power of a language for good or for ill. Benevolent leaders use it for good. Malevolent or indifferent leaders use it in ways that lead to bad. Sometimes we screw up and we say something that people take literally when we meant it figuratively. We need to pull it back and we need to remedy it. That's what responsible leaders do, but we've not seen that in the current president.
Professor Garcia, that was awesome. Thank you so much. The book Words on Fire, The Power of Incendiary Language, available on Amazon and bookstores. Thanks. Best of luck to you. That was really, really, really enlightening. I appreciate it. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you,
Garcia. All right. That was Fred Garcia, and that's all the time we have for today. The book Words on Fire, by the way, super easy to read and really, really informative book. All right. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.